Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. Good morning. I'm Bob Oakes. The New England Patriots are getting ready for Super Bowl 51 and their opponents, the Atlanta Falcons. The Pats have three more practices in Foxborough before leaving Monday for Houston, which is the Super Bowl city this year. Watching the preparation is ESPN Boston's Mike Reese, who's back in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So let's talk about what head coach Bill Belichick is saying about the Falcons. He's heaping praise on them, saying they have an explosive offense and a defense that's hard to keep up with. Here's Belichick.
Their ends are fast. Linebackers are fast. Secondary's fast. Sometimes they take out their big guys and put in a couple more fast guys.
He's very concerned about their speed. What's his biggest concern about the Falcons?
Well, so this really highlights how every team builds themselves differently. And the Patriots themselves are more of a big team, a physical team. So they look for those type of players. What Belichick is highlighting here is how the Falcons have built a fast, athletic team that plays with urgency. And it's really a different style, Bob, than when you look at a lot of teams around the league play, and so the Patriots are sort of getting used to that and how they want to attack that.
Coach Belichick also seems concerned about the Falcons' defense. Here he is talking about that.
They're very explosive, tremendous playmakers on offense, very fast, and playmakers on defense turn the ball over, create a lot of negative plays. You know, it's just a solid team that's had a great year.
How big a challenge is the Falcons' defense going to be for the Patriots' offense?
Well, so the Falcons' defense probably isn't as explosive as their offense, but what they do very well is play off of each other. So the Falcons have had a great knack for getting ahead on teams early in games. Their first quarter scoring, they more than double up the opposition, so their defense is able to play from ahead and really get after opposing offenses. They turn the ball over well, so they create turnovers. I do think the Patriots will have some chances to exploit some of the weaknesses in that defense. But again, when the Falcons get ahead like they do in a lot of games, that defense gets an advantage because of it.
It's very hard to come from behind when you're playing the Atlanta Falcons.
It is, and the two players to just focus on for them on offense that really help them, the quarterback, Matt Ryan, who played at Boston College, and the receiver, Julio Jones, who is one of the best at his position in the NFL. One of the matchups we're going to talk about as this game gets closer is Julio Jones against Malcolm Butler, the Patriots Super Bowl hero from 2 years ago.
All right, there's a lot of focus on the two quarterbacks, Tom Brady for the Pats and Matt Ryan for the Falcons. Tell us how they view one another.
Well, it was very interesting to hear Tom Brady talk about this. Matt Ryan entered the NFL in 2008 and Tom Brady in 2000. So Brady has a few years on him at 39, Matt Ryan at 31, but they're actually very close friends. Tom Brady talking about how he texts Matt Ryan at various points over the course of the season to wish him luck, and they talk about how each of them played, and Matt Ryan in turn saying how much it's been great to learn from Tom Brady and his experience as they've struck up a friendship over the years.
It's kind of interesting. Matt Ryan might be. He's often talked about as the likely MVP for the NFL this year, and Brady might be right behind him in the balloting.
That's right, and they do an all-star team every year, the Associated Press All-Pro team, and they were the two top vote-getters at quarterback for one all-star position, and Matt Ryan got 29 votes. Tom Brady got 14, and Tom Brady was recently asked about that, and he said Matt is especially deserving of the MVP award. He's had an incredible year, and in turn, Matt Ryan said, what more could you ask for from Tom Brady? He missed the first four games of the year, came back, and looked like he didn't miss a beat.
All right, back to Belichick for just a minute. The Pats are waiting a day longer than the Falcons to travel to Houston. The Falcons arrive Sunday. The Pats don't depart until after a fan rally on Monday. Belichick talked about that.
As a team we're really not very familiar with, so we've had to do a lot of digging and get caught up here. Fortunately, we have a little bit of extra time to do that, and I think we'll need it. I know we'll need it.
So what's the strategy?
So the strategy of not going until Monday is basically to try to get as much preparation as you can as a team in your familiar surroundings. So the Patriots want to get on the airplane on Monday with about anywhere from 50 to 100% of their preparation done. So when they get to Houston, where there's so much hype and the media will be overflowing and there's an adjustment period, that they won't have too much work to do, that they can just do fine platooning when they get to Houston. And, of course, they have experience with this type of setup, Bob, where the Falcons don't because they haven't been in as many Super Bowls.
Well, let us hope that the Patriots prepare enough. But we'll talk about all that more next week just before the game. Mike Reese from ESPN Boston, who covers the Pats and is in with us regularly this season. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.